Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Sheldon Mallory. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The first baseman, Manny Sanguilan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The DH, Willie Crawford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bud Bulling. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ron Schuler. And now, play ball. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory takes first base on ball four. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Smalley catches it and throws to first to double up Mallory. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball four. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Page moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Page. Hile reaches second base with a double. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shiles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mallory strikes out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing left field. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez misplays the ball. That's an error on Perez. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan juggles the ball. That's an error on Sanguilan. Randall moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall scores. Cubbage moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dave Justy now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Armas. Carew reaches second base with a double. Cubbage scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bostock. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Bostock steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Armas moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Schuler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman fires to first and picks off Shiles. One out. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Schuler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Armas. Adams reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crawford hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Adams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Adams. Armas goes all the way around to score. Crawford moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Dave Johnson now pitching. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crawford scores. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Rich McKinney. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Bulling and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray bunts towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Bulling and he is safe. Murray steals second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bulling and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Murray scores. Gross goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Crawford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carew strikes out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Gorenski now playing left field. Dan Ford now playing right field. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Athletics. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 4 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mallory. Ford reaches second base with a double. Heil moves to third. Bud Bulling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bulling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Heil scores. Ford scores. It's 8-7, Athletics. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Bud Bulling. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-3 in the game. Randall bunts towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to second. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Doug Bear now pitching. Butch Weiniger pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's Athletics, 8, Twins, 8. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive for a single. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Butch Weiniger now catching. Tom Johnson now pitching. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-4 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray scores. Gross moves to third. It's 9-8, Athletics. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0-1 in the game. Gorenski strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heil hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 9, Twins, 9. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Terrell. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Mallory hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 5 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 9. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 3 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanguilan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 9. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 5 in the game. Sanguilan strikes out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.